because of the wind, but I'm here with Jill Baxter, isn't it? Is your last name Baxter, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
At the fair and recollecting a little bit about Howard?
Howard Burfeen, yes.
Yeah.
When Mr. Kellerhaus, who was the first owner of the farm where the Baker Barrett farm is now, he had apparently had mental problems. And when they found him hanging in the barn, he finally hung himself after several suicide attempts, I guess. And Howard Burfeen said, "Well, let's just leave him hang there a while. Make sure he's done it right this time." He didn't have much empathy for him.
I guess.
It was kind of funny, but my dad always told that story. And you won't find that Kellerhaus buried in the Kellerhaus Cemetery, because back then they believed that anyone who committed suicide, their soul never rested. And being the good German Lutheran superstitious people that they were, they did not bury him in the cemetery because they didn't want him to disturb the other folks that were buried there.
Really?
So he's buried up by Camp Kohana, just kind of where it curves. He's buried right up there by the curve in the road.
I mean, where Port Oneida Road ends and Bash Road starts?
Bash Road that goes up towards Pyramid Point?
Yep.
Yeah, that's where
interesting, because Jack Barrett told me that was Minor. Minor was the Kellerhaus.
And Fred Baker came here. My grandpa, as a young man, went to Chicago and worked in Armour's, and that's where he met Fred Baker. And I don't know if they roomed together or what. But then Fred, after my grandpa and his first wife came back here to live on the homestead, Fred came to visit. And he liked it so well that he stayed, and he lived with them for a whole winter waiting for the farm to become available. Well, the farm that became available was Minor Kellerhaus, because he hung himself that he purchased. And I do know that the Bakers, I think he inherited money from his family, which would have enabled him to probably purchase that farm.
Although I've also heard farms really weren't all that expensive.
They weren't. You know, lots of people, when they wanted to get rid of property, they just let it go for taxes because it had no value to them. And if you lived on the lakeshore, it really had no value.
Right, that was the least valuable.
That was what they wanted the least. Yeah, what do you want that lake, that sandy ground for?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And did you get it was right around the time that Fred Baker came up here, and then he got married.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like I've heard it different ways, whether he was married before or after he came into this area, you know, finally to live after buying Minor Kellerhaus.
I don't know where his wife was from. I don't remember. You'd have to ask one of the family members. I believe he was married after.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the age of his daughters and my dad and his sister and their full brother. Because my grandfather was married twice. Myrtle Lowe's, his first wife, was, and she was from Chicago. And they lived in the log cabin. And while he was building the house, he and his Uncle Charlie and Uncle Frederick helped him. As a matter of fact, they cut the timbers and so on. A lot of the material that went into the Deco house, they put in the barn, the old barn next door, to dry before they used it. And they lived in the they had two little boys, my uncle Hartley and Franklin, their names were. And from what I understand, Myrtle was struck by lightning, I believe. Some say she was sick, but her son said no, she was struck by lightning and didn't survive it, but was very ill for some time after that happened and lived in the log cabin. My grandpa did the farming, took care of the little boys and her too. It must have been an awful thing. But they were building the house and he carried her from the log cabin to the farmhouse. And I don't know how long after, but he promised her that she'd be there, I guess. And she died in the farmhouse. I believe she's the only one who passed away there in the front bedroom.
In the deco house that remains.
Right.
And the cabin that you're talking about was over by the fruit trees, a little bit to the west of the house.
Right. Kind of across here. Mm-hmm. Then after that, he married my grandmother, who was Sarah Rohr, and she had been married before also. She had three children, and then they had three of their own. So all together, they had her family originally lived out by Perry Lake, and then came from
Perry Lake, South Carolina.
I think so. But But Myrtle died in the farmhouse, and probably she was probably buried from the church on the corner, because at that time there would have been St. John's, I believe, church on the corner that Frederick Beckel, the original homesteader, had donated the ground for, and that St. John's was built. And she was buried in the Calicut Cemetery. And when my grandfather retired up here, he had her grave removed, and my dad helped him, and they moved her grave to the Sheldon Cemetery, which is now the Cleveland Township Cemetery.
Oh, that used to be called the Sheldon Cemetery?
Yes, because the Sheldon, my grandfather's mother was a Sheldon, Eleanor Sheldon. She was John Deckel's wife. And her, I believe, father or grandfather donated the ground for that cemetery there. And so that's where all that. Here at this one, but just the real old folks, Frederick and Frederica, Charles Frederick, the brother Frederick, and Aunt Cora Felderhouse, Cordelia, one of my great sisters, she's there. And there was a sister, John, Charles, and Frederick also had a sister Mary. And infant son that are probably buried there, but there's no mark.
Now you referred, did you say St. John's Church?
Mm-hmm.
That was the little Lutheran church
here.
And I thought I'd always just heard it referred to as the Port Oneida Lutheran Church or something, but you think it was called St. John's?
I think it was called St. John's, yeah.
And it was your understanding that your family donated the land for that?
Right. They were very strict Lutherans, as were all the people around here, and Frederick held church in his log cabin. He built benches and held church in his cabin. They were very, very strict German Lutherans.
So the cabin that was here by the trees, the first deco home, was where they held the first church services.
Probably here in Fort Wayne.
And then, are you quite clear on the church? Was it right under where the road now runs, or what? I think, was it south of where the road did run?
No, I don't know that. All I only know is it was just off records there. And then the church was right on the opposite corner, which would make sense because my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather sold part of his farm to the Olsons, and so all of that would have been part of his farm at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said Captain Kelderhaus?
Well, yeah. The old Mr. Kelderhaus that originally first came here was, as far as I've been told, a captain on a schooner. And that's how he came here. He's the one who named it Port Oneida, after the ship Oneida. And my Aunt Cora, Aunt Cordelia Deco, married a Kelderhaus, one of his sons, I believe. Yes, I'm sure, because Aunt Cora and her husband ran what is now North Restaurant. Before that, it was the Leelanau Country Inn.
Mm.
They bought it for taxes from the Atkinson family, and they ran the what is used to be the Leelanau. It was called, I don't know if it was Traverse Lake Resort then, or but the Leelanau Country Inn is where they had their business. And I was told that the old Captain Kelderhaus used to entertain the guests with his stories of the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And Aunt Cora's husband was also in the Coast Guard, and I believe he might have been stationed keeper of the light or something on South Manitou, because she was postmistress on South Manitou for a while. So that would have been a sister to my grandfather. A child of John's. There were 12. So,
we'll have to diagram it out sometime.
I have the family tree stuff. I have it all written out.
That'd be great.
I just have always promised I'd get it to you and never have. But it's
well, it's because I haven't followed up, but
yeah.
I'm going to.
Yeah, I'll look for more of that stuff. The book that Carl Deckel wrote it, a lot of it is kind of done from his memory, and he doesn't have all the family stuff straight, especially my part of the family, just simply because some members of the family didn't keep in touch with him and keep him informed.
Mm.
He asked for the information, it just wasn't given. It's really not his. But he has a lot of good things in that book.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the family clock on my mantle clock.
Who does that date back to?
Frederick and Frederica. I'm sure they must have had it in their cabin.
Mm.
But probably in later years. It's a mantle clock.
Well, maybe when we get together, if you remind me, if it'd be okay, I'll take a picture of it.
Sure. It's not just it's just a mantle clock.
But that's what they had.
Yeah.
So it'd be...
But it's a 7-day clock. It had to be wound every so often.
Oh.
When after the old grandpa died, my grandfather, Frank, would go and wind it for her. And she'd say, she wouldn't let anybody touch it. She'd say, Frankie, he binds it. He binds it. Frankie binds it.
She had a bit of an accent?
She was, they were from Germany. I don't suppose when they came here, they knew hardly any English. I even question how much English John knew when he went off to the Civil War. Because they hadn't been here that long.
No.
10 years, maybe.
Yeah. So. I didn't realize they went that far back.
1855.
Yeah. They were some of the very earliest in Port Oneida.
Yeah. Here. And the Sheldas the same.
Yeah.
Sheldas were from Odrija, Czechoslovakia, near Prague.
The Bohemian.
The Bohemian part.
Did that clock come over from...
No. I'm sure it looks like it dates later than that. More from the Victorian era. So they probably purchased it later on in life.
Okay. Did you tell me once that there had been some kind of disagreement about when the church here was disbanded and torn down, you know, about who ended up with the property associated with it and so on?
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Mm.
And I do know, too, that they did hold church in the schoolhouse.
Mm.
So, because my grandmother was Sunday school superintendent. But I don't know much about it. I know there was a lot of irritation over the dismantling of that church.
But nothing about the nature of the irritation?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Jan is your sister?
Mm-hmm.
She may have mentioned something.
She might know. Maybe someone told her something.
Mm.
I'll have to look in that information that we have at home. But
what sort of information?
Well, I have the family tree stuff, and
oh.
I have a lot of things that people brought to our family reunion.
Oh.
We should have a family reunion because so many. See, at one time there were 85 first cousins.
To have a reunion here at the Deco Farm.
Yeah, maybe people would. You know, it used to be you couldn't get the old timers to bring a picture or anything. I mean, they just wouldn't share because they were so afraid something would happen. But now, with the ability to reproduce things and with some of the younger generation not knowing who people are, they might be giving a share.
Well, you know, what we can even do is have a scanner, you know, right on site, that a person can not let the picture out of their sight, and we can get it into the computer in order to share it with all the relatives and everybody to benefit, you know.
Right.
To preserve the history of the Port Unite area.
Right.
Oh, maybe we'll get to that.
Okay, all right.
Well, okay, thanks, Joe.
Yep.